Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
All right, everyone. Welcome to Fan Interaction here on the bonus segment of House of Kim. And last week, we asked everybody to email us if they had something positive happen in 2020. We all know it was the shittiest year for probably 99.9% of people. But we had 0.1% respond to us.
0.1%?
With all the positive things that they experienced, just to help us feel uplifted and pull some positivity from their experiences. Maybe they weren't sharing it because maybe they were a little bit embarrassed or just felt guilty about their positive experiences. So,
you know what? I think I'm happy when my friends are happy and successful things happen to my friends. I can't understand the hate.
Yeah. I mean, look.
I'm competitive as shit.
I don't
now,
either.
But not with my friends, my family, like... I don't know.
Yeah.
I think the most successful people wish other people well. Yeah. It's not a hateful thing.
I mean, as devil's advocate here, I think it just boils down to people not understanding that your mind and your
thoughts
create
your reality. There's enough for us all, baby.
Right.
There's enough for us all.
I understand. So if you got anything going on, I asked a question in this week's podcast about how do you deal with kids that aren't yours and kind of drawing the line in the sand when you maybe need to say, hey, knock that off, or it's time for bed if they're having a sleepover, all those things. Email us, houseofkim@kimzolciak.com, or call us. You can leave a voicemail or text 323-213-8100. We'd love to hear and hear from you guys, because this is going to be a big part of our podcast continuing on is your guys' interaction with us
and input.
And input. So our first fan, Jocelyn D. from Vancouver, Canada. She left us a very sweet voicemail.
Let's hear it.
Hi, Kim and Croy. I'm 26 and newly engaged. I got engaged during COVID, which was the exciting part. And my question for you guys is, me and my fiance are super in love. We love each other. And we really want a successful family, just like you and Croy. I love how you focus just on your kids and all the positivity. My question is, because you decided to focus on your family so much, did that kind of cause you to get rid of a lot of toxic friends and people around you just to let you really focus on the family a lot more? Thanks so much. I love your guys' podcast. I'm so glad that it's back. You guys are my favorite. Bye.
Well, first of all, congratulations on the engagement.
Yeah,
that's so exciting. You know what, girl? Honestly, all that really fucking matters is your family in my mind, right? I have been a parent since I was 18 years old. Had Ariana, I had Brielle at like 19, 18, whatever, right around there. Ariana at 23 and was a single parent for many, 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 many years. When you become a mother, you'll understand that drive to succeed, that passion. They give you another force behind your body that you'll never understand until you're there. I pass by a lot of my friends. My best friend, Jen, for example, is complete opposite of me. I don't know if you know, but when I asked her to be my maid of honor for my wedding, I thought, like, it's a given that you would do that and be that for me. She didn't want to be on TV, but didn't have the heart to tell me that. We're complete opposites, but she's always been so supportive. I've lost a lot of friends. I have very few. I can count on one hand who I would call my friend. Sean, I could call her right now and tell her I robbed a bank and she'd pick me up and be my getaway car in a New York minute. I know that forever, right?
Yeah.
I think what makes my heart tick is family. I think I don't talk to my family because of certain situations, and you can listen to previous podcasts on that, but I don't talk to my parents. There's a lot of jealousy. I talk to some of my family members. I think that you should focus on your marriage and your family. It's important.
Yeah.
I think it's like the most important.
Yeah. And to highlight your thought there, what I found out in the process of marrying Kim and building a family with her was the fact that she was the biggest love of my life. I mean, I had loved football and I had loved friends and I had loved my family and I, and all these different things. I'd loved hunting, but when I had met Kim and fallen in love, she became the biggest love of my life.
Oh, thank you, baby.
And so you want to nourish that and you want to focus on that. And I literally built in a best friend. Like, you don't, I mean, friends are great, but you have your best friend every day right next to you. And that's what you'll find.
Corey and I don't, we don't go to bars. We don't go out with our friends really. I mean, we have six kids. That's a lot. So it's a little bit different than like the normal family per se in this day and age. We're together 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. He made me mad today and I told him to go get an office and go to work there for a couple hours a day.
But, hey, she might show up at my office in a little skirt sometime.
And his fucking dreams. You know what? On a side note,
I might just get an office for fucking, that reason.
I was at the OBGYN. I swear to God, you guys, I was at a new OBGYN after 22 years. Dr. Hood, who delivered five out of my six kids, he retired, sent me to somebody else. It was not good. And so I wanted to find a new one. Did a poll on Instagram, found this lady. I'm in the office. I'm naked, waiting for my annual pap smear. And Corey texts me, I'm going to pull this shit up, you asshole. I text Corey and I say, while I'm sitting back there by myself, how much do you think my wig, my shoes, and my clothes weigh? I weighed blank, blank pounds. What the fuck? He said, ha ha, maybe 4 pounds. I said, He said, fucking yummy, because he likes me thick. I said, I'm going home and we're going to weigh my clothes, my wig, and my shoes. He said, I'll be your scale. I said, you're a fucking pervert. I hate these annual pussy appointments. I might just have to leave, but yeah, you can be my scale. He said, yeah, definitely don't envy this appointment for you. I said, when do you have to start coughing and shit for your doctor? He said, never anymore. That's only to check for a hernia. I said, oh, but I think at 40, I have to get the finger to check the prostate. I said, don't they fondle your balls? He said, no, that's just the nurses at the checkup. I said, in your dreams, you pervert. He said, if you were my nurse, I would have taken you to the storage room after like my third to fourth checkup. I said, more like your 12th appointment, you prude ass. I said, I would have taken you to the storage room on your first appointment. He said, just to make sure you couldn't resist 1 ounce. I hope you guys know that Corey didn't touch me for like 4 or 5 months.
Yeah.
Yeah. He didn't touch me one time. Like, did not touch.
I was having so much fun with you and Brielle and Ariana, Corey, and just hanging out. And
that's fucking dumb. You're 23 or 4 years old.
Every date we went on, it was with the girls. And it was so much
fun. So what?
And then before I knew it, I was like, dang, I've been with this girl for like 3 months. This is.
And never touched her. Damn.
Try it out.
Yeah. And you did. And there's KJ 9 months later.
So anyways.
But anyways.
It will become natural that you, you know, when it's the right one and it's just flowing, you'll just notice kind of things just fall away and your focus just gets real tight in on the things that are making you happy. So
it's super easy to do.
Yeah.
When your pregnancy starts, enjoy every minute. It goes so fast but feels so long. The years with your kids, the days seem long and the years are so short. Every day I look at my boys who KJ's like to my chin and I'm just like, oh my God, give me another one.
It was fast.
It's so fast. Okay. Thank you for your email so much. I wish you guys the best. Have the biggest fucking wedding ever. Like ever. A big wedding. Be super focused on your husband. We were told by our wedding planners team, focus on your husband that day. You only have one wedding. I think everybody runs around on a side note and tries to focus on all their family and saying hi to everybody, but you're going to see them again. But like enjoying your wedding and going back. Like Corey ditched our wedding and like went to our room at like 1 a.m. Everybody partied on until 4 a.m. Right. Corey had to work the next day because I wanted to be married 11-11-11, which was a fucking Friday in the middle of football season. Okay, you guys, so we have an email from Jessica. Where's she from, babe?
Michigan.
I'm so excited you guys are back. So I had a few positives come from 2020. My husband worked a very demanding job from 2013 to 2020. He was rarely home and missed out on a lot of quality family time. He quit that job and started a new one right before the pandemic. Now, due to COVID, he works from home and has every weekend off with us. I had a baby boy September 2019 when he started daycare in December 2019 and had a lot of mom guilt going back to work. Again, due to COVID, him and his big sister spent the lockdown months at home with my husband and I. My mama heart was so full and happy we did so much stuff together, and currently we're in the process of buying our dream home, sending so much love. Oh, that's so amazing!
That is.
You know what? I will tell you guys this. I'm a homebody. I could stay home for a straight year, never leave the house, and be totally happy. Brielle, she tells me I'm nuts. I am so grateful for COVID from a standpoint of the time that I've had with my family that I will never get back, ever. I'm very thankful for that. I'm ready to get back to work, right? And like film and do all that good stuff. But I am so grateful for the time and the, it's been stressful for like the homeschooling aspect of it from like March to like May, June. It's been a little bit stressful just with KJ like being out of school right now. But this time, like nobody, we would have never had this. I think this has been a great opportunity to slow down, take inventory of your life. Like what's really important? When you die, you're never going to say, I wish I worked more. I wish I spent more time at the office. Never. And that was to the prior email or prior message, I should say. You're never going to be like, I wish I spent more time with my friend.
Right.
It's going to be, I wish I spent more time with my husband, my children, my wife, whatever, your family. At the end of the day, like you never know when it's your last day, especially with the shit going on with COVID. You never know when it's the end. And your family's first. I mean, it's just, it is.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. I love to hear that. That's really great. Everything happens for a reason. I know this COVID thing has slowed all of us down. I totally understand. I totally get it. It's affected so many people's lives. And it's terrible.
Yeah.
I think that I try to still find the positive in situations like this.
Yeah.
Which hasn't even been easy. Even when my own girls had it, like it was an emotional mind fuck. It was tough on my girls. And Brielle was like, nobody talks about the mental health of like COVID and being like in lockdown and not being able to see anybody or anything. And I mean, my girls followed the rules, you know, and it's not easy. So
enjoy decorating that new home.
Yeah, for sure.
We have an email from Caroline. I got engaged in December. I don't feel guilty though. Love y'all. So glad.
Yes, girl.
She sent a cute picture along with her.
Oh my God. That's so cute.
And the ring on it. So congratulations. That's amazing.
That's so awesome. I think COVID made a lot of people realize like what's important. Yeah. Like at the end of the day, like it makes you stop and think like tomorrow you could be gone. I know a lot of people that have lost their lives due to COVID that were here on a Tuesday and gone the following Tuesday. So that's really awesome, Caroline. Super, super happy for you. Our last one. I had four great things happen in 2020. This is from Riverview, Florida.
Yeah.
My youngest son, David, graduated college. I wasn't going to say her name, but okay.
Oh.
David luckily landed a job at a healthcare provider specialist. David got married to a beautiful girl, his beautiful girlfriend of 3 years. My oldest son signed a contract to have a house built. It is so hard because my mom hasn't left the house since January 2020, and so many people I know are struggling either financially or mentally. Thank you for bringing House of Kim back. I love it. God bless you all and stay safe.
That's amazing.
That's awesome. I feel like a lot of things have happened to people that normally wouldn't happen because the world was slowed down and people are like, oh, I want to buy a house, or
right,
this is the love of my life. I want to spend the rest of my life with her.
Sure.
Or I think it's time for us to have a baby. I'm so mad I'm getting older. So pissed. I'm just kidding.
Grandbabies.
Ew, Croy, what? You're fucking 35. I mean,
maybe 5 years away? Probably.
God.
Maybe 5 years away.
Gross.
Like, think about it.
It's like, no. What the fuck? I'm thankful to be getting older. I think COVID has made me realize that. Oh, be quiet.
We're covering
that.
This next segment.
No, we're not. Croy, no. Gross.
Next week.
No. Grandbabies, what?
I'm telling you, we're probably like 5 years away.
Brielle has a baby. It's mine. I'm taking it. She already knows it. She's like, I'll have my babies and you can have them. I'm like, give them to me, baby girl. Like, I love it. But Croy's the one that does like the hard stuff. I do the fun stuff. The dress up, the fun, right, the right. Feeding.
The stinky diapers.
Stinky diapers and teaching them homeschooling because I'm not into it.
As long as I can just hold them and give them a bottle, that's like my favorite.
You're
time.
Good. Anyways, that's really awesome. I think that everybody that has had something positive happen during COVID should share, and I appreciate you guys sharing. You can email houseofkim@kimzolciak.com. I want to know what you guys like about the podcast, what you don't like, what you want to hear more of, what you don't want to hear. I want to hear the good, the bad, the ugly. I want to know like what you guys want to hear most. We want to deliver and give you guys the best podcast. And I think in doing that, it takes a lot of emails and interaction with you guys, which is our favorite thing,
which is
what has made us so successful. So thanks you guys so much for tuning into this bonus segment. We're going to try to do this every week. Give us topics. Like, what do you want to talk about? Like, we can just do these little 15, 20 minute blurbs of like, you know, whatever you want to hear about. Anything but sex. Okay, just kidding.
We can do a PG 17 one if you want.
Croy's the best, in case you were wondering.
Oh, you guys have a great week. It's been fun.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.